Hello, Gentians. This is your RJ Kritika. Welcome to a brand new episode of Did You Know? I hope all of you are staying safe and healthy. In these difficult times, it is our little effort to bring KJC closer to you. Joining me in today's conversation is Nisha. Hi, Nisha. How are you doing?
Hey, Kritika. I'm doing very good. Thank you. I hope you are safe and doing good too.
I'm fine. It just feels so empty to be away from college.
Bro, that's true, but please don't ask me. I literally miss being in and around the campus, and especially the time spent with my friends. I hope we put this pandemic behind us very soon and get back to normal life.
Yes, absolutely. Let's just hope for the best. You know, just yesterday we celebrated the World Environment Day.
Oh yes, I get this. This year's goal is ecosystem restoration, right?
I know. We really need to take a stand for something that's very important. And I'm glad that our college has always been concerned about the environment.
Yeah, well, we really tackle a lot of water wastage. Did you know that? The rooftop harvesting helped. More than 50 lakh liters of water is collected in tanks and saved being used when it is required. Isn't it good?
Whoa, that's a lot of water for sure. Even the sensor taps and tap aerators in the washroom minimize a lot of water wastage.
And to include here, not just the water, even it has helped for the power supply. The solar panels have been installed in rooftops of many buildings and campuses, so it harvests like average of 50 kilowatts of electricity in a day. It's very great.
I know, right? It is eco-friendly and we are not too much dependent on the government for power supply.
Yes. The worst problem that every developed nation faces these days are waste management. And especially the electronic waste.
Yes, but I think KJC is doing a splendid job in this matter. You know, every year our college collects e-waste and transfers them to the right agencies for recycling.
Oh, not to forget the sewage treatment plant and the vermicomposting plant, which just leads in fulfillment of many jobs like washing the plants, manure to the garden, and biogas, which helps in cooking meals.
I know. And I just feel so proud that we have started this change among other initiatives like green auditing, carbon footprinting, and energy audit for sustainable development.
Let's hope that this change influences others around us to take a stand as well so that we grow.
Exactly, Nisha. Let's walk on the path of restoration. Anyways, that's all for today, folks. Thank you so much, Nisha, for joining me.
I'm happy. Thank you for having me. This was really fun.
Thank you for tuning in, Gentians. Be safe and be strong. We will get through this together. This is me, RJ Kritika, signing off.
KJC Radio.